Another shot in the arm for Japan.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. Japan's new government has just unveiled a $224 billion stimulus package to get the country out of recession. The package includes infrastructure spending and incentives for business. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes joins us from Tokyo with the details. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it seems like there's a stimulus package almost every month coming out of Japan. Is this one going to work?
I think it'll probably work. Economists I've spoken to here say, you know, putting this amount of money into the Japanese economy in a very short period of time is bound to have an effect. They're essentially putting in over $100 billion into the economy in 3 months. But the point is, it's a short-term fix. And as soon as the money stops, will it actually generate any knock-on effect throughout the economy?
Now, what about the problem of China? Because Japan can do all the stimulus it wants, but if it doesn't have a good relationship with one of its biggest trading partners and one of the biggest consumer markets in the world, how can it really do that well economically?
It can't. That's a simple answer. Of course, America has traditionally been the biggest market for Japanese products, and Japanese products still do very well in the United States, but it's not a growth market. So in order to grow, Japanese companies have to look elsewhere. China is the place that they have been investing in hugely over the last 10 years or so. In the last few months, because of the political dispute, that has turned sour.
Now, if President Obama were to propose a new big stimulus package of this size here in the U.S., there would be a big fight in Congress about whether we can afford to do that. Is there the same kind of fight going on in Japan?
There isn't, because of the fact that the Liberal Democratic Party, which has just won the election in December, it can get this through without any fight. Where they will meet opposition, I think, is in the longer term. If they don't come up with some better ideas for growth, then I think it's going to come up against the financial markets, and it's going to come up against opposition from the financial industry, and Japan could get into real trouble.
The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes in Tokyo. Thanks as always.
Thank you.